You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we are talking with Sean Martin, the Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation, and we are talking about the Humanitarian Golf Tournament, which is coming up in September, and it's going to look a little different this year, right, Sean?
It is going to look a little bit different because we are taking steps to make sure we keep everybody safe and healthy. By the way, the tournament is coming up as scheduled on September 12th. At Broadland Creek National Golf Course. And rather than a shotgun start this year, we have moved to staggered tee times. So that way we don't have a bunch of people out there at one time all bunched up, and we can sort of control the traffic a little bit. I don't know if that's the right metaphor or not, but basically want to keep people as separated as possible. So we're going to start our tee times at 9 a.m. And we're also making some changes with the dinner. Traditionally, following the tournament, we would have a dinner and awards ceremony. We didn't feel like it was a good idea to have that many folks indoors at one time, so we are going to offer all of our participants, all of our teams, a certificate that they can redeem later at the Huron Country Club for a meal. And then we will make a decision on how the award ceremony will work. But again, the thinking behind that, just like with the tournament, we just don't want to congregate a bunch of people together at one time.
Well, so that's an extra bonus. You can take your wife out for dinner later after you've golfed.
That was part of the thinking behind that, too.
So will tee times be like all day stretched out then, or from like 9 to a certain time, do you think?
Well, as long as it takes. Ben Dracht, who is the manager of Broadland Creek National Golf Course, felt like we could probably start a new team every 8 minutes. So we'll start with two teams, and hopefully we can move that along pretty well and be, you know, well underway before noon, have everybody out there golfing by then.
All right, so let's kind of back up a little bit and talk about why was it important to try and have the golf tournament even in this time of COVID?
Well, we felt, number one, it's one of our biggest fundraisers, and so we wanted to make that happen as much as possible. And not just to raise money, but we also feel like it's important to show some gratitude to our donors, and this is a great way to just bring them out, have a fun afternoon, and show our appreciation, and also share the message of the HRMC Foundation, because it's a very timely message in the middle of this pandemic.
So in addition to signing up and registering your team to help us raise funds, you're also looking for sponsors. Is that still an opportunity that's available?
That's right. And we have several different levels. We have executive and title and presenting sponsors if you want to have a team. The cost of a team is $350. You can also sponsor a hole, a cart. We have several different ways you can participate, and you can go to our website to learn more, or you can certainly give me a call here at the HRMC Foundation, 353-6319, and I'd be happy to walk you through those different levels and maybe find an option that works best for you and your organization.
So let's take a little minute just to talk about, for those that are listening, what is the HRMC Foundation and what do you do?
Well, the HRMC Foundation is the philanthropic arm of the hospital, and what we try to do is we try to assist in areas that go beyond just the standard of care, whether that means scholarshiping students to provide that next generation of healthcare professionals, or helping with the cost of new technology so our residents can get more of the treatment they need right here in Huron rather than having to drive out of town or even out of state, and also just assisting in the overall health and well-being of our community through various programs and initiatives.
So if I'm not a golfer, not interested in sponsoring the golf tournament, is there a way I can help?
You certainly can. We're always happy to talk to anyone who would like to participate in the work of the foundation, whether that's a donation of funds or your time. If you would like to participate as a volunteer, that is certainly appreciated. And again, you can reach me here to learn more about opportunities like that or talk about making a gift to the foundation and a healthy Huron at 353-6319.
And we are still accepting donations for our COVID-19 fund because it seems the pandemic will continue.
It does, and we have raised $143,000, and that is all from local donors and businesses. And that is just so humbling that our community has done so much in the midst of an economic downturn that's almost unprecedented to help our healthcare system be ready to confront this pandemic. But yes, we will certainly continue to accept donations for the COVID-19 fund, and you can find more information on that and donate online if you like at hrmcfoundation.org.
All right, so wrap us up with the date and time of the golf tournament and how I get involved.
All right, again, the Humanitarian Golf Tournament is coming up on a Saturday, September 12th at Broadland Creek National Golf Course, and we're going to start play at 9 a.m., and still time to get your team in, still time to sponsor. Again, you can find out more at hrmcfoundation.org, or you can call me, 353-6319, and I'll be glad to help you.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.